The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. And hit me with those questions. If you have a question you would love for me to answer, hit me on Twitter. Real simple, and I'd love to help you out. Today's question comes from Julie. Julie asks, once you have made relationships with all the business networking events, I assume you mean at the business networking events, how do you approach them? So, good question. The most thorough answer I have ever given when it comes to follow-up is in a free training that you can watch at rayhigdon.com/ultimate. rayhigdon.com/ultimate. It does cover a few more things other than follow-up, but it is the most complete training I've ever done on follow-up, and you can watch it for free. That's rayhigdon.com/ultimate. But let me give you a couple suggestions here. So you mentioned networking events, so I assume you're meaning local. When it's local, you really have two options. You have the option of, you know, following up with them and seeing if they want to meet for coffee. I would suggest coffee if you don't know them that well. An invitation to lunch is a little more formal. I mean, if it's someone that's super successful that you want to meet and pick their brain and ask them questions, then maybe offer to buy them lunch. Typically, you're going to be safer with an invitation to coffee. And, at that coffee meeting, I would just, ask them questions, and I would not present. This is just my personal preference. Some people are going to go to that coffee meeting and say, hey, I got something to run by you and I'd love for you to check it out. Here we go. And they go through the presentation. I'm not typically that way. I would, if I'm doing a coffee meeting and I want to prospect a person, I'm typically going to sit down and connect with them, talk to them, ask them some questions, and then toward the end of the conversation on my way to another meeting, I'm going to say, hey, by the way, I'm doing this thing. I think it may be beneficial to you. You may like it. You may not. I don't know. But I'd love to get your permission to send you over a little video to watch. And I've done that a bunch of times, and I've recruited a bunch of people that way. Now, some hardcore networkers would say, oh my God, Ray, why are you making it a second step? I get it. That's just my personal preference. So, I'm just going to give you both scenarios. You can, whichever one you're more comfortable with. The bottom line is, if you do either, you're going to get some results because it is a numbers game. The second option that you have is you can talk to them over the phone and just say, hey, I didn't get a chance to, connect with you at the meeting as much as I would have liked. I've heard a lot of great things about you. I see that, you're doing real estate. Maybe ask them a couple questions and just say, hey, the reason for my call is we work with a lot of people in real estate, or we work with a lot of people in financial services, insurance, blah, 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 whatever. We work with a lot of people like that. And I have a project that I think might be up your alley. I don't know. It may or may not be. But I'd love to send you over some information. You take a look at it and I can follow up and see if it's a fit for you. So that would be my real quick suggestions there on follow-up with business networking people. If you want my full training on follow-up, then I would definitely suggest watching rayhigdon.com/ultimate. So there you go, Julie, and everyone else listening. Hope you got benefit from this, and we'll talk to you in the next podcast. Bye for now.